Hey, to the subscribers of the subreddit Penny for Your Top Bod. I decided that's my theme song. That's what's happening. So Gondeep commented that I had not been putting any new content in quite a bit, and he was very correct. So I decided to change that. So I am going to answer some questions that I got from. Well, I didn't get them actually. I wrote to KinkyAngel91 and I said, "Hey, I need some questionnaires." And people get them off Tumblr, and I am not hip, so I don't know. I don't really get Tumblr, so can you tell me some good questionnaires? So she was amazing, and she sent me a bucket load. So I'm going to go into this one. I don't actually know which one this is called, but it's just kind of a random one, and I like it. If there are some that I think are inappropriate or I just have no answer, I will skip them. But I hope you enjoy listening to it. If you don't, I apologize. There will be more content like photos and doodles and singing ones, actually, because Christmas is coming up. Sorry, my chair is really cheeky. My chair is really creaky. But there will be a Christmas Penny Whistle Junction coming up. Yeah, that'll be happening. I've just been so busy lately, but all right, number one. Are you a very open or private person? I am a private person. Yeah, just in general, with emotions, with pretty much everything. Number two, what is your favorite Christmas movie? Oh, now this is a tough one because Christmas movies, there's too many good ones. If I had to pick one, I'll pick the one that I've watched every year since I was a child, and that is A Christmas Story. The one with Ralphie and the BB gun. I actually even saw the play of it, because I like it so much. And so, yeah, mine would be A Christmas Story. Have you ever seen it? If you have, please comment in this whatever post your favorite part. My favorite part, too tough to choose, really. I think probably, oh, when he's helping his dad and he's like, but I, and he goes, "Oh, fudge." But then the voiceover, the old dad's like, or the older him is like, "But I didn't say fudge. I said the mother of all words." It's so good. I love that. Or when the kid gets his tongue stuck to the lamppost. Classic. Two, when did you, st or three, when did you stop believing in Santa? I was like pathetically old. I was like 10 or 11 before I stopped believing. Because I was told that if I didn't believe in Santa, I wouldn't get presents. So I don't know, did I believe or was I just so greedy for presents? I'm not sure. But I know I cried because that's me. Four, what do you get complimented on the most? I guess it depends what we're talking about. Are we talking about physically? Or are we talking about something else? Let's go. You know what? I'm on GWA, so let's go audio-wise. People have said they enjoy hearing me laugh. I don't get it, but I'm really glad people do because I laugh a lot. So on GWA, I would say the thing I get complimented on the most is my laugh. Because I don't have a cool accent or a particularly sultry voice. Even though you're all very nice and like a bunch of you have been like, "Penny, no, your voice isn't that bad." Like, blah, blah, blah. You're very nice, but I would say laugh. Number five, how are you feeling right now? Je suis très fatiguée aujourd'hui. I am very tired. I am very tired. I have a bunch of people coming over tonight, and I just finished cleaning, and I'm like, whoa, I hate cleaning. Number six, if money was no object, where would you move to? Do you know what? I was gonna say I'm arrogant. I love living in Canada. I would still just live here. I would just live in a giant house with a maid and a butler. And a swimming pool and a hot tub. And I would adopt a bunch of animals and yeah, it'd be awesome. Ah, let me just dream about a world. But if money's an object, then I can go travel wherever I want. Loophole. Seven. We're gonna skip that one. Eight. Did you make any resolutions this year? What were they? Yeah, every year I like to try to make a resolution. where I pick a word and then I try to like live that word. So 2016 was bravery. I didn't really. I didn't live it this year. I have in years prior. Like 1 year was generosity. That one was my most successful. But being brave is really hard. I mean, I know that sounds stupid, but I mean, you get it. Being brave is hard. So I try. I try. Is there a song which can bring you to tears instantly? No. Well, no. No. Nah, next one. Who was the last person you talked about sex with? Well, I guess probably. No. Probably Sparkle. Sparkle Extreme. Because she listens to all the stuff I talk about. And we talk about random stuff all the time, so I'm sure we've mentioned sex in there sometime. 10 or whatever number. How did you bring in the new year? I'm trying to remember. Think I was in a cabin with a bunch of friends somewhere. Pretty sure. Pretty sure that's what we did this year. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I think that's what we did. Boring, I know. It's not like I got shit-faced and fell down some stairs or anything, but no. We like my friends love to ski, so we went skiing and well, they went skiing. I went snow tubing. And like played games, ate lots of really good food. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. My friends are a lot of fun. 11. Have you ever online dated? Yes, I did. Once. For quite a long time, actually. Well, no, not quite a long time. Like for me, it was quite a long time. Like 4 or 5 months. And yeah, I have. These ones are like post a screenshot, so that's not happening. Da da da. Do you believe in soulmates? I got a lot of flack for this growing up. Because I don't. I never have. Not even as a kid. Yeah, like all my girlfriends would be like, Penny, you're so like, what's that word? What did they call me? They had a very specific word for it. Trying to remember. It was not a flattering word, but pretty much that I was like a miserable, jaded person because I didn't believe in soulmates. And when you're like 14 years old and you're in love with some guy, like, of course we're soulmates. And I remember one girl would be like, my parents met in an international flight. You're telling me that's not fate? That's not soulmates? And I'm like, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Like, sorry to like break your bubble, but like, nah. I don't believe in soulmates. I don't believe in stuff like that in the least. I think there are certain people that get along with other people automatically just because of shared interest or similar backgrounds or right place, right time kind of things. Do you know what I'm saying? But no, I don't believe in soulmates, and I'm sorry if someone out there, especially GWA, it's like a romantic place, I'm sure, for some, and they're like, oh, Penny, you bitch, how dare you? But no, not a soulmate person. I'm pretty practical, so soulmates don't really seem very practical, do they? If you believe in soulmates, tell me all about it, because just because I'm a jaded motherfucker doesn't mean I don't like to hear romantic stories. Ugh, so this chair is so uncomfortable. Okay. 16. Do you play video games? All right, guys. Might not like this answer. I do, but I only play on two kind of consoles. Sega, because my brother has it and I play it with him, or Super Nintendo, which I have. And I only play certain games, like Sonic the Hedgehog. And I was talking about this with someone, the other day about Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh gosh. And I was embarrassed because like he was totally right. But Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is the best game. Has the best music, has the best levels. My favorite. His favorite. Yeah, I definitely thought that Sonic 2 was Sonic 1, so I looked like a moron in that scenario, which was not my best moment. Probably won't let me live it down either. And Super Mario, like with Yoshi and stuff. I love that. So good. So good. So those are my favorite games to play. It's not very interesting. I also like Lego games. I know, it's not terrible. Probably like, is she 10? Like she plays Sonic the Hedgehog on a fucking Sega, Super Nintendo, and Lego games. I swear I'm a grown woman. I like what I like. And then I used to play Sims all the time. Is that a video game? It's a computer game, I guess. I don't know. Video, computer game, they're all kind of the same. Or maybe they're not now. Someone out there is like, they're not the fucking same. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 17. What age do people you usually mistake you for? It depends. It depends how my makeup is, it depends how my hair is. Some people think I'm right out of university. Some people think I'm all the way up to like 27, 28. So let's go mid-20s. That is the age that I'm usually mistaken for. When they mistake me for someone who's just graduated, I have to control myself from kissing them on the mouth because I'm so excited. What or whom do you miss right now? I could go really deep with this, but you know what I'm gonna say? I miss 3D Doritos. Do you guys remember those? They were like little Doritos, but they were puffed up. Fuck, those were good. You know that question where it said if money was no object? If money was no object, I'd bring back 3D Doritos to Canada. Because I love them so much. Okay, last question. What perfume do you wear? It varies. It varies from day to day. There's one that I kind of wear often, but I think what I mostly smell like most of the time is baby powder. Because I have baby powder deodorant and because I like to wear baby powder. So truly, I think I just smell like baby powder all the time. So that is my questionnaire. Gone deep. I hope it's good enough. I'm sorry. There will be more content. I promise. This probably wasn't that interesting, but at least it's something, right? For God's sakes, I tried. I tried. So yeah, I will see you guys later. Actually, here, if you have anything you'd like to specifically see on the Penny for Your Top Bod subreddit, just let me know and I will do my best. I mean, like, I have some hard limits, but yeah. So just let me know. All right.